You might often wonder why your prescriptions are so much, and there are many reasons, but a pharmacy benefit manager may be one of them. Antonio Chacha is joining us now. He is president of 3Axis Advisors, an expert on pharmacies and pharmaceuticals and all those things. Antonio, can you describe first what a PBM is, a pharmacy benefit manager?
Absolutely. A PBM is the middleman between your health insurance company and your medicine. They essentially are the insurance for your prescription drugs. Many years ago, they emerged to just facilitate the simple act of processing the claim at the pharmacy counter. But over time, they have grown to Fortune 15 companies who determine what medications are covered under your benefits plan, how much you'll have to pay for that medication, and how much the pharmacy and drug maker will receive for that medication. So they are the central component within the pharmaceutical ecosystem today.
I understand that you were in Indianapolis last week. I want to get to that and your testimony in front of the General Assembly, but it's my understanding that a bill that would somewhat regulate what pharmacy benefit managers can do in Indiana failed last year in the Indiana General Assembly. Can you describe that a little?
So a lot of there are states across the country, including Indiana, that are putting a laser focus on PBMs, not because they are the only ill responsible for our overinflated medications at the pharmacy counter, but because they have emerged as the central player who they are billed as the only entity working to control prescription drug costs. These are large, very consolidated companies that work to aggregate all of us as patients as a means to negotiate big discounts from drug makers and pharmacies. And all of that sounds spectacular, right? You know, we need a bully to take on a bully. But the problem is that while PBMs are very good at getting big discounts on medications from pharmacies and manufacturers, the rub is whether or not they're actually passing along those savings to us. And in addition, because PBMs own their own mail order pharmacies and specialty pharmacies, it begs a larger question whether or not PBMs have the right incentives to truly work to lower prescription drug costs or to perhaps engage in what some might consider anti-competitive means to push business in the direction of the pharmacy companies that they own. All of this kind of swirls into a big pot of lawmakers looking to take on the fact that PBMs are having a greater influence on inflating the cost of medications rather than actually saving money for all of us.
And so what are these bills, particularly the one in Indiana, what are these bills aimed to do?
So the one that I was fortunate to come and give testimony on last week was in the same philosophy. Drug makers will point at PBMs and say, look, we have to raise our prices significantly in order to provide the big discounts that are commanded by these gatekeeper PBMs. If I'm a drug company, in order to get my medicines to a patient, I have to go through the PBM. In a traditional marketplace, those who are seeking to entice people to purchase products will lower their prices or increase their quality in order to influence people to buy their product. In the pharmaceutical space, that is the exact opposite. PBMs and drug makers have an exemption to the federal anti-kickback statute. And so in order to entice a PBM to cover a medication, drug makers give big rebates and discounts to those PBMs in exchange for coverage. Well, that growing gap between the list price and the post-discount price of a medication have been growing rapidly. They're actually growing faster than the price increases of the drugs themselves. So that $200 billion pot of rebates and discounts is what's up for grabs in the Indiana legislature right now. Lawmakers are proposing that of those discounts, at least 85% that the PBM receives should be passed along to the patient at the pharmacy counter so that they don't have to pay the inflated sticker prices because the PBM has negotiated those discounts on their behalf. The opposition is arguing, well, look, maybe the patient shouldn't have the right to those. Maybe either the PBM should be able to retain those, or maybe an employer should be able to have the right to those, or some combination of both. So that's what the hearing was about last week. The bill ended up passing out of committee, which, if makes it through the entire process, those discounts would be reflected for patients at the pharmacy counter, saving them a ton of money when they're paying out of pocket.
So ultimately, this is all about making sure that people are able to save a little bit more when they're going to the pharmacy and they're trying the insurance, and then they're using the good RX card or whatever they're doing to try to scramble to get a $700 medication down to $85. So this could actually, if it passes and becomes law, help with some of those very apparent prices that people are paying.
That's exactly correct. Just to give you a quick example, if you're a diabetic and you're taking a popular product called Lantus, the list price of Lantus is $284 per vial. Very, very expensive, and diabetics have to shell out a lot of money in high deductible health plans in order to obtain that product. It's a life-saving medication. Well, data research that has been conducted that shows what the actual price is, once the drug makers, all the discounts and rebates are shaved off the top of that list price, the drug maker for Lantus, the drug maker's name is Sanofi, they only take in around $40. So imagine how screwy that is. The drug maker's list price is $284 a vial, but they only make $40 on that. Well, the patient at the pharmacy counter is being charged closer to the $280 than they are the $40 if they are in a high deductible health plan. And so, you know, that's the opposite of insurance if you're overpaying. And so this bill aims to kind of rectify that and restore insurance to its true root functionality, which is making sure that when you are sick, that you have some degree of coverage for obtaining your healthcare services or medications.
All right. What can people do if they want to find out more about this?
So there's a lot of different things that can be done. I was fortunate enough to participate in a research effort with the PBM Accountability Project, which is pbmaccountabilityproject.org. And I also run a nonprofit organization where we analyze drug prices. It's as nerdy as it sounds, but every week we are actually looking at the changes and trends in prescription drug prices and how they change over time and the context with which those changes occur. And that information and that data can be found at 46 Brooklyn Research. The website is 46brooklyn.com.
Hey, may sound nerdy, but somebody's got to do it, right?
That's right. That's right.
Anthony Chacha, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.